Phoneboy Speaks, episode 944, The Sport of Cord Cutting. A large reason that people have traditional cable packages these days, even with all the cord cutting going on, it's actually sports programming. You really can't get it any other way other than through traditional channels. And one of the biggest players in that space is, of course, ESPN. ESPN gets roughly $6 per subscriber, whether or not you actually watch ESPN. It's bundled in with the basic cable package, which includes a lot of other stuff that you may not watch. And a lot of contracts have been structured that way. And so, yeah, even people that may want to watch, I don't know, HGTV or CNN or whatever, right, but not ESPN, they're still paying for ESPN. And as a result of that, with the rising cost of cable, I mean, consumers are just had enough of it. I mean, and there's a lot of people that are saying, screw cable entirely, and we're just going to watch Netflix and whatever. But, you know, again, sports programming is probably the last place, when that domino falls, I mean, it's pretty much over, I think, for traditional cable packages and the like. It's just going to take time for it all to sort out. But in ESPN's contracts are interesting. They basically say, look, if you're not actually offering the channel the way we want you to, we can do a direct service, or something along those lines, right? It's actually more like that if they offer a direct thing, then the cable companies can actually package it a la carte. And ESPN, in order to make money, if they were to go do a direct model rather than charging a bunch of people that don't want to pay for ESPN $6 a month, in order to make the same amount of money, they'd have to charge $30 a month, which is quite a lot of money for ESPN. I mean, I would say, look, for $6 a month, it might actually be worth paying that for ESPN, right? Market your stuff to the people that actually want it, right? And rather, if people do want to pay $30 a month for ESPN, fine. Pay what the market will bear. But the problem is that's not a choice, right? Now it's like if I have to buy a bunch of stuff I don't want, and ESPN could actually could do it. I'm sure they would if they were to do that. They might lose a little money in the short term, but I'm guessing in the long term they'd probably be just fine. They'd have to adjust their cost downward or whatever. But it just kind of highlights the ridiculousness of the current model, right? If you read this article on TechDirt, it kind of explains it better than I'm doing. But the idea is, yes, it's that a large part of your cable bill is ESPN sports services like that. And honestly, if that stuff were available, you probably have to pay more to get that than today, right? And it might be a little bit more complicated because now you have to choose. But maybe a lot of those channels would go away, right? I mean, because let's face it, with 150 channels on the traditional cable package, how many of them do you actually watch? It's probably 10, right? And my guess is a lot of those cable channels, once we actually get to an a la carte situation, my guess is a lot of those channels go away, right? Because who wants to do that? Or actually, even better, why have channels in the first place? Why not just have programs? Then again, you have to know about the programs. And the nice thing about channels is you can kind of, it's kind of a grouping of maybe similar shows or whatever, but honestly, I mean, I don't care about the network. I mean, who cares? I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of TV anyway, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm kind of on the podcast model where I just subscribe to the show I want, and then it just shows up on my phone, and I listen to it, and kind of like what this podcast is. I don't have to be on a network, and none of these things have to be on a network. I mean, I mean, if I could get a reasonable subscription to the NFL, games, right? Actually watching the games, maybe I would do that, right? Although I do pay for NFL Audio Pass, that's so I can listen to the games, which is probably a little bit better in most cases because I'm not always at a point where I can actually watch a game, but I'd like to be able to listen to it. So that's and that's actually a reasonable cost, right? If I could pay $30 a year and get all of, access to all of the San Francisco 49ers games for a year, that'd be awesome, right? And likewise, if I could subscribe, for other things I might be interested in, or maybe I'd pick up, the baseball during the playoffs or something, right? I wouldn't have to like pay for this stuff that I don't need or don't want, and just pay for the stuff I do. And yes, that means some of the people that have built these models or built these business models largely on people that don't necessarily want the content, they're going to have to change. They're going to make less money. But you know what? That's, that's not our problem, right? It's not, you know, it's not the law's job to protect your business model. You have to adapt with the times, and the times, you know, the technology's there to make all of this stuff available to whoever wants it, without having to subscribe to a cable package or whatever. The technology's there. It's just the business models, the companies are tied into these business models that are ultimately just going to fail. And anyway, but this is more ranting about ESPN and sports and why we don't see more cord cutting. But there you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.